We get a chance each week to catch up with one of the four public school districts in York County. Today, we're learning more about what's going on in the Clover School District. We have Rick Langdale. He's the band director at Clover High School, as well as Stephanie Knott, who is the public information officer. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rick, we're going to get to you in a minute because you just came back from a really cool experience that your kids will get to experience this time next year. But Stephanie, we'll start with you with some of the headlines coming out of the Clover School District.
Sure. So back on October 2nd, we made a grand announcement in the Clover School District auditorium that the Clover High School Pride of Clover marching band has been invited to the 137th Rose Bowl Parade to be held on January 1st, 2026 in Pasadena, California. And this was a really monumental announcement. From a history standpoint, the Clover High School Marching Band will be only the seventh band from the state of South Carolina to have received this invitation and will be the first in 20 years to make that trip to the granddaddy of them all. So we are very, very excited. It was a fun event. Happening under a shower of rose petals with a large arrangement of roses in front of the podium, thanks to Rick here, who got up very early that morning and arranged them himself, nonetheless. But so in preparation for that, Rick has recently gone to Pasadena to experience the 136th Rose Bowl Parade and get a sneak peek at what's in store for his students next year.
Well, we love to make history here in York County, and Clover School District is helping us to make history for sure. We're going to toss things right over to Rick. So, Rick, you and a few others from the Clover High School band did venture out to Pasadena to see front and center what the parade is like and what your students can expect. So what did you observe? What did you see?
Well, as Stephanie said, the parade's been around for quite some time. And contrary to a lot of what we experience in the band world, typically the band is usually involved, bands are involved with football, and a lot of people might think the Rose Bowl game, the parade was actually first. The football came later. And so the parade is still actually a much bigger deal than the football, even which is hard to believe, yeah. Here in the southern parts of the country. And so the football is just as big a deal, but the parade is a bigger deal, which is crazy to believe that. One of the things that two of my associate directors and then our travel agent went with us, but one of the things that kept in the forefront of our minds was just that everyone, from the bands, the float organizations, the equestrian units, a lot of the banner carriers are Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. Everyone is treated just world class. There's committees for every section of the parade. And so there was a reception at the Tournament of Roses house whenever we arrived, and we were greeted by the board. They're all volunteer members, and the gentleman who was at my table that was supposed to kind of just be the liaison, he knew a lot of things about Clover. He had done his research. He asked us very specific questions, and he was such a wonderful gentleman. And so at the end, I'm like, wow, this guy must really work in human relations, because he knew all of the things. So finally, after about halfway through the evening, I said, well, what do you do? And he was like, oh, I work in corporate finance for Paramount Pictures. And I said, oh, that's cool. And then I looked him up later. He is finance for Paramount Pictures. He's the senior vice president of finance for Paramount Pictures. Yeah.
So when he knows all about the Clover High School band.
And he knew everything about Clover, because he said, well, I went to Myrtle Beach whenever I was in college. And I said, we need to get you to Clover.
Yeah.
I was like, Myrtle Beach is not South Carolina. We love Myrtle Beach and the tourism industry. But it is not exactly the same everywhere
else.
Don't
judge us all the way on Myrtle Beach.
That is fantastic. Yes, I think you're spot on. We love Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
It's part of our DNA, but do not judge the entire state.
There's so many other things to experience in South Carolina.
Oh my gosh.
But I think it was so poignant. He was telling us about the new Sonic movie coming out and the new Mission Impossible movie, and he talked about Tom Cruise. And I'm like, oh, this man could call Tom Cruise right now, probably, because he negotiates his contract. And I think that proves the point of it's a service organization, you know, and they want to, it's such a big deal of their economy, it's such a huge part of their community. And so, and the parades are such a big deal and the bands are such a big deal. So they invite all of the incoming banneretters a year out to come and experience the parade top to bottom. And of course, like help plan their trip and things like that. And we have liaisons. They actually, one of the things that I'm sure we'll talk to you guys about eventually is the new president who just got installed this week, I think. He and his wife will actually come out. They will fly out to visit and spend 3, 4, 5 days with us, and we get to kind of parade them around, pun intended, and help us with fundraising, help us with some PR stuff, just and spend time with the kids. And he does that with every band, and there's 22 bands that'll be in the parade.
So, Ricky, you need to bring them to Palmetto Morning.
Absolutely. Let's get that on the calendar.
First and foremost. And also, hopefully, you've reserved 2 spots for your favorite members of the media.
Well, I would love
there for
that. Okay. So, my high school band, my alma mater, is one of the 6 previous bands. So, Walterboro High School went in 1994. And they actually had a person from the Channel 5 News in Charleston go, and they had someone from print media as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's very doable. Okay.
Booking our ticket.
Yeah. That's right.
Rick, why is this parade so coveted? And they only take how many bands?
So unlike Macy's has 9 spots. The Rose Parade doesn't necessarily have a limit, but they know that they only have so much time on the media. So they get 2 hours. And then at 11:01, their media's time is done. So if they can't fit all the parades and all the floats, all the bands and everything in that time frame, then someone's not going to get, you know, media time. So it just varies. Each president gets to choose. There is a committee and a process and application that's pretty extensive. But, you know, some years it might be less, some years it might be more. They always reserve 2 spots for the universities that are playing in the football games, bands. So there's those 2 spots that are kind of earmarked. And then they have a relationship with Bands of America, which is a like a national competitive circuit that we're connected to. So they always reserve 1 spot for a band that goes to Grand Nationals that can get invited from Grand Nationals.
What does that application process look like?
So, like I said, my alma mater went in 1994. I was in elementary school, but like when they submitted it, it was like a binder this big with letters and things like that. So when we submitted it, it's actually all electronic, but you have to have letters of recommendation from your principal, your superintendents. It's also good to get recommendations from community and political leaders. So I had a letter from Congressman Ralph Norman. I had a letter from the mayor of Clover. I had a couple different letters from colleagues of mine because they want people to say, yes, you're a good band. You know, yes, you're going to put on a great performance. So I had the chief judge for Drum Corps International and Bands of America write a letter. A few other directors that are colleagues of mine that have taken their bands to the Rose Parade also, because it's really, once you go, like you're kind of a part of the Tournament of Roses family. They say that a lot. And I think it's really impressive, you know. So now, instead of kind of like a packet, we submit to a portal. We have to take pictures of every uniform, front and back. We have to show our color schemes. And then one of the really cool projects that we had to do is there was a video, could not be more than 6 minutes. 1 minute had to be me introducing the band and the community. 2 minutes had to be of our competitive show from within 12 months. And then we had to have a video of the band doing a 105 degree angle turn because of the infamous turn.
That's the only thing I really know about the parade. That and that the floats have to be made of roses, right?
Correct.
But
it's 105 degrees angle. So FYI, in case you wanted to know. And someone went out there with a protractor and figured that out.
shout out to all of our math friends. And for folks that are not in the marching band family, how difficult is
so
that?
It depends on who you ask. Okay. Turns are not something that we love, but it is not necessarily, you know, crazy. And so, but like, give you an example, our wonderful parade that we have, we do 2 parades in we do the Clover Parade and then we do the York MLK Parade. Typically, neither one has a turn. So we like yields, we like veers, we don't, you know, but turning, just imagine like when you're on a train, like trains have to be, turns are very strategic. You know, same thing with a band.
It's got a wide swing.
Correct. And I think some people, you know, some people can handle turns, some people can't. And so you just have to practice it. You know, when we went to Ireland this past March, we actually had a double turn. Like, we would have to turn left and then immediately right. And that was the media spot, of course. So, like, literally, because of how large the band was, one band was on the bridge, one band was in a turn, and one band was in another turn. And of course, that's where the media is. And I'm like, oh, great. You know, so it's something we'll just have to practice. But that was one of the things that had to be on the video. And then, of course, they wanted to see us in a parade. So we used footage from Ireland.
Well, Rick, what you described is what people have to submit to win like an Academy Award in Hollywood. So this is something that
we are going to go there too.
Oh,
yeah.
Clearly, he's sitting with Paramount Pictures.
Yeah. I have a friend now
with him for sure. So this whole year, 2025, will be a fundraising year, right? For the community to support what's the official name of the band at Clover?
So we're the Pride of Clover Marching Band is kind of our band name for them, but I mean Clover High School Marching Band is fine as well, but we typically say the Pride of Clover Marching Band.
But this is a fundraising year, so how can folks support you all and these kids, because I assume this trip is not cheap?
No, we're still working on some numbers. Part of our preview trip was just kind of looking to see, we'll be there almost a week, so next year you know, Christmas I think is going to be still during the week, so we'll leave like on Saturday or Sunday. And then I think it's Sunday. And then we'll get back Thursday, Friday. We might get back on Saturday, January the 3rd. Mm-hmm. So the kids will be there almost a week. Part of the performances they'll do is, of course, they'll be in the parade, the Tournament of Roses parade. They actually, one of the things that the parade, the tournament does, is every type of the part of the parade has their own fest. So there's a float fest, there's a band fest, there's an equest fest. So like, you don't just get to be in the parade, they have a standalone event. So all the bands get to kind of perform at the Pasadena City College for each other and their fans. So it's a really awesome experience. So that's a standalone event. So that's a performance. There's three other bands that are affiliated with Bands of America. So we're going to kind of do a collective kind of show and tell one night, and our friends and family are going to get to do that. And then we're also going to get to go and perform in Disneyland. And so get to meet the mouse, which is pretty exciting.
Now you're speaking Lucas's language.
I mean, if we do not have a seat up there in the media perch, like they do for all the affiliates, we will be really upset. You just tell your friend at Paramount that media friends back home got to relay this video back to the folks at home.
Absolutely.
Well, we are so proud of Clover High School, proud of these young people to get to experience this really trip of a lifetime. And kudos to the leadership in there at the Clover School District for encouraging those to take that kind of leap and really work hard to show the rest of the country and really the world what Clover High School is all about. They will be in the Tournament of Roses parade next year, January the 1st of 2026. Stephanie Knott is the public information officer with the Clover School District, and you just heard from Rick Langdale, the band director over there at Clover High School.